Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantera Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday morning. My name is Brian Cozio, alongside, as always, Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Minas, as we broadcast remotely from our homes here for our weekly visit of Golf Talk here in Western New York. Coming up over the course of the next hour, we, of course, are going to talk lots about golf. The weather is getting better here in Western New York. Golf courses are opening up, if not open already. So we'll talk about what's going on in Western New York locally. If you've gotten a chance to play, that's probably on some of you on your minds. Of course, what now is unfortunately turned into a weekly kind of job for us, updating you on postponements and cancellations around the golf world and locally here in Western New York. So we'll let you know how the coronavirus has affected golf across the globe here. Also, our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Jeff going to talk about something that I heard this week from Padraig Harrington. He's been very active on social media this week, and I want to get Jeff's take in terms of him expanding on what Harrington had to say. Ryder Cup report, PGA leaderboard report, we'll get our Champions Tour report all along the way, and coming up in about a half hour or so from now here on the show, we will talk a little bit about equipment and Callaway. And Callaway rep here in Western New York, Taylor Gessel, will join us, and Kevin got a chance to speak with him just a day or so ago, and we'll have that conversation about what Callaway is up to this year. And we say good morning to Kevin and Jeff. Kevin, we'll start with you. Good morning. How has your week been here as our lives change, it seems like, by the day?
I feel like Bill Murray waking up to the Pennsylvania polka. Every day is Groundhog Day. But, you know, it's been up and down. I think like everybody's week is gone, right? I mean, it's you try to stay positive. You try to stay active. And you know, but you have those swings where you're like, oh, geez, this hit, that hit. And, you know, listen, I look at it this way. We're all in the same boat. It's taking on water, but we're all in there together trying to bail it out and keep the thing afloat. That's not just here in Western New York. That's in this country. And I'm glad we're still able to do the show because I think it's a nice diversion. So I'll stop talking about all this COVID stuff and we'll start talking golf. Right, Jeff?
That's right. Yeah. Start thinking about golf. We're starting to get a little bit of weather here that makes you feel like you want to play. I was going to try to get out and do a little social distancing golf myself this Sunday. We'll see if the weather allows us and if the facilities, you know, what's going on at each facility's handling a little bit differently. But feel like it's a nice time to start out, get walking around a little bit and start getting loose and at least think about playing golf. I know the golf world around us, the professional golf world and the competitive golf world are kind of fading away, and it feels like it's getting further and further away every time there's a news flash. But I'm still excited to go out and at least play a little bit of golf myself.
Yeah, courses throughout Western New York are opening. And if your course that you like to go to or your club, if you're a member at, check with them. Not only are they to see if they are open, but check with them as obviously as each club has their own kind of rules and regulations to follow throughout the normal golf season. It also would with the social distancing time, Kev. And, you know, we're not going to go here and list maybe our personal opinions on it. I think everybody would be in agreement, like, for all of us that like to play, and for those that are listening that may choose to play, follow the state guidelines, follow your course's rules. Some of your course might even take it to another level in terms of what they decide is appropriate. And we just want to encourage everybody, beyond even the golf courses, everywhere, if you're going to be away from your home, abide by the rules. Because if you value going to a restaurant or a park or a golf course or anything that you might view at this time as some sort of recreation, Kev, you don't want to ruin it for everybody and break a rule that maybe could force that entity to shut down.
Yeah, I think that's important. Look, we all love golf. We love the competition aspect of it, the personal achievement of it, the challenge, and the social aspect of it. It's a great game. You can play by yourself. You play with others. And listen, follow the guidelines. Don't ruin it for everybody else. The last thing we need to see is somebody on a course, and listen, a couple holes over, being too close together, pulling the flag stick out. I mean, the courses that are open, they've taken measures to make it easier for you to play social distant golf. And we're talking about staying 6 to 10 feet from each other. We all know what a 6-footer looks like, okay? That's how far you got to stand. If you don't know, the length of the flagstick from where it's in the ground, the top of the flagstick, if you lay that down, it's 7 feet, all right? So just picture that circumference. When you get to the hole, stay that far back. If the balls are close to each other before you putt, just stand by the side of the green. Let the other player putt out. Don't even touch the flagstick. You don't have to pull it out. Rules of golf. A lot of courses have raised the cup up. Some have put those pool noodles or some other PVC pipe so the ball doesn't fall all the way down into the hole. Some don't even have the flag stick, whatever. I talked to one golf course operator, public facility, didn't put flag sticks in, put everything in the center of the green, staggered the tee times further apart. Instead of 8 and 11 minutes, they're 15 minutes apart, the tee times. Walking, no carts. Got to pay ahead of time so there's no transaction. Pro shops aren't open. Clubhouses aren't open. Locker rooms aren't open. So be prepared knowing these things. Bring your own food. Go prepared for that. Bring some hand sanitizer with you just in case something happens so you can immediately apply it to keep yourself and your family protected. I think, you know, and if you follow those things, I think you can do it fine. It's just my opinion. I'm not telling anybody to go play. It's your choice, what you want to do, if you want to take the risk.
Yeah, your expectations need to change. And it is still spring. I mean, we are in the first weeks of April. So typically, if we were playing this time of year anyway, your expectations would be a little bit lower. But, you know, expectations change, and it's going to be, you know, the thoughts I have is, you know, at least if we can get out there and play, who knows what golf will be like by the fall. But if you can get out there and play, you know, take advantage of it. If you're fortunate enough that you have the means, if you have the time, if you can get away and go do it, just go enjoy the walk and go from there. And, you know, if the bunker's not raked, so what? Move it. Those 6-footers, Kev, I haven't putted one of those in years anyway. Those things have been good to me. You guys play with me. Just pick those up anyway. So my, you know, indexes will be going down all over with pins That's in right. the middle and 6-footers being picked up. Yeah.
And just my last thing on this, obviously some of the rules involve only one person in a riding cart for those courses that may have carts. If you're able to walk, my two cents is do it, because there may be someone that physically can't walk and it might make them not be able to play. And if there's going to be maybe less carts available because you can only put one person in a cart, So if you're able to walk, do so. Everybody needs the exercise right now. So if you're able to walk, just go ahead and do it. It'll allow maybe some of our older players or some other players that maybe can't use you know, their legs fully to walk 18 holes or 9 holes or whatever they're playing, the opportunity to still enjoy it. And I think if we're all smart about this, like we've all made these points here, golf can be an outlet for us during this difficult time.
I think one of the important things when, you know, and I think the New York State Golf Association was very instrumental in allowing courses to be open and appealing to the state. But I think the biggest thing, and we know a lot of them listen to the show, our superintendents on the golf courses. The Golf Course Superintendents Association, the golf course superintendents, even if the course isn't open, they need to mow. They need to maintain the property, or they could lose it quickly, right, Jeff? And that could be the amount of money it would cost to get it back would be astronomical, I'd have to believe.
Yeah, that initial order I found a little off-putting. I mean, because it's an asset. You know, it's like any other business owner, you need to maintain an asset. You need to take care of that golf course. Those greens can't go 2 to 3 to 4 weeks in the spring without being touched or anybody applications. We talk about that a lot. So the superintendents are going to play a key role, but they're also probably doing it with lower staff right now because you're not going to have a full staff because you're not anticipating the normal amount of play, the rules and the laws. You know, some people aren't comfortable working. There's a million reasons. And it's early in spring, and there was so much tumult there. We didn't know what was going on, so they had a week or two where they couldn't get on the golf course at the peak time of year. So they may be a little bit behind, but you know it is still very early. They'll get it going. They're not in those jobs because they don't know what they're doing. That's for sure. So just give them a little bit of time. These greens everything will start coming back.
You know,
it's gotta grow yet.
Yeah. Speaking of that, when things come back. So let's say we get through this month of April and we're able to get back to work. But, you know, I don't think things are going to be just back the way they were. I think we're going to play golf this way for quite a while until doctors and science can figure out how to beat this thing, vaccinate us, and what things actually, you know, so it's going to change, I think, the way we play golf moving forward. But I also want to say for the pros out there, part of how they earn their living is by selling merchandise in the pro shops. And so support your pros at your club, you know, at the golf course that you go to. It's part of how they make their money. So when they open up, when you're able to get in a golf shop, go buy a shirt, buy a Donald Ross shirt if they carry Donald Ross, buy some Puma golf shoes from there. Callaway Wedges, a new era cap. Notice I'm working our sponsors in there.
You did a good job, Kevin.
but go do those things because that helps the families of the people who work in golf who make the experience so much better for us who play it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Lessons. You know, you can still take lessons too. That's your social distancing with lessons. There's no reason you can't get better this year. You know, I do think it's going to change how we play golf going forward too. I think there'll be permanent changes to our game and everything in our society at the end of this that'll be different, but they may not all add either. So, you know, let's look for the positive in it and, you know, get a lesson, get out there, get your game back in shape and enjoy it. And there's stuff you can do at home. So, and spending time with the family is not terrible either. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
T to Green here on WGR, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Metis. T to Green presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, Jim Beam, and our home clubs, Tantara Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Let's get to, you mentioned our clothing. In fact, Jeff, you're wearing our nice Donald Ross shirts right now. Let's get to our Champions Tour report. It's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing right here on Tee to Green. The news as we record this show is that another tournament has been canceled due to the coronavirus situation, and that is the Senior PGA Championship that was being held in Michigan, I believe Benton Harbor, where they have been having it for many, many years. And it's a course that they've kind of now gotten on their normal rotation for the Senior PGA. That has been canceled, and it's just one of the latest ones. There has been news over the last few days about the Open Championship, but It's conflicting reports. There has been some that said if they cancel versus postponement, there's some insurance policy that may kick in. There is an opportunity possibly to play it later. But Kev, the Open Championship, the Senior PGA, we know the Senior PGA now news is official. The Open Championship, as of our recording, we've kind of been getting reports back and forth. But unfortunately, every week now, we are going to get more and more news in terms of the professional scene about events going away.
Yeah, well, you know, they are going to, you know, as we go along, figure out what can be played, what can be maneuvered. You know, putting one tournament over the other that's still on the schedule, things canceled, postponed, that's certainly a challenge because, you know, the golf tournaments mean so much to the communities that they're held in for economic impact, for charity impact. So, for example, the Byron Nelson, right, in Dallas. Like, I mean, there's so many charities that rely on that money and the economic impact in the city of Dallas to host that golf tournament. You know, that's one of the ones that's been canceled, right, through it. So they're going to try to play things. I think I saw a thing, the Memorial Tournament, Jack's Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, said they're planning on playing the golf tournament, maybe not the original time there, the last, first weekend in June. And then you have the Canadian Open the second weekend in June, and City of Toronto canceled all public events through June 30th, although said that didn't apply to the professional sports team. So wonder if that applies to golf. So there's a lot that's unknown right now. I got to believe the PGA Tour, the Royal and Ancient, the USGA, PGA of America, they're in constant communication trying to figure out what a new schedule would look like to get these large events in and what kind of schedule they can have moving forward.
And we know, Jeff, last week we talked quite a bit that the Olympics was kind of the news of the sports world going into our show last Saturday, that was canceled. But what that does do is open up 2 weeks in the golf calendar toward in the second half of the summer. So if things do take a turn for the good, those could be some weeks where maybe some of these bigger events could slide in possibly if we're looking to maybe get some of these events back in going this calendar year.
I still think it's going to be difficult, even at that time of year, you know, to reschedule an event like that. I mean, you're looking at all the infrastructure that needs to go in to host these events. I mean, just the video trucks, the electrical, everything, the tents that can be put up, the volunteers that got to be mustered, people from all over the world. It's a logistical thing that I don't know that you can throw together super quickly. And, you know, as this spreads across the nation and it's in different regions, you know, maybe the U.S. is great. But maybe, you know, Asia's not, or reboots in Europe and you can't get the European players to travel or a lot of it. So I think there's going to be a lot of other factors to be decided yet. I'm optimistic, but I'm hopeful. But I'm also being a little bit realistic. If it does come back, I think it's going to be in a little bit of a scaled down type of event, or, you know, there'll be no crowds, or, you know, they'll have to do something like that to get some TV revenue, maybe, and just because people will want, they'll be craving something to watch. You know, you're going to be dying to watch some golf. I mean, look, they're talking about these matches right now with Tiger and Phil and some football. I mean, if you're really that desperate to watch golf, yeah, then people are going to watch. But it's going to be a different setup, at least this year, I think. I don't think it'll get back to normal until next spring, but I'm not an expert, that's for sure, on the virus.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Tiger Phil thing, and that earlier in the week, just a random person on Twitter just tweeted at Phil asking him, "Hey, when are you and Tiger going to play again? We need some sports to watch." And he wrote back to him and just said, "I'm working on it," which people, of course, went and ran with. Then we hear later this past week that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady may be involved, that Tiger's going to partner up with Peyton and Phil's going to partner up with Brady, and it would be kind of a two-on-two scenario. It would be a really cool made-for-TV event thing, Kevin, which right now with no live sports, they'd have a pretty platform for people to tune in and watch. And, you know, if they can do some sort of charity tie-in to help with, obviously, efforts to help raise money for whatever's going on right now, different outlets, it might be all the better. It might be a really good story for everybody involved.
Well, yeah, that, my understanding is just based upon the reports that, yes, there would be a large charity tie-in for this. And to have, you know, athletes of the caliber of the four we're talking about here in golfers and football players, yes, this is exactly what people of that stature should be doing to help out. Whether they're donating money, we see athletes donating money, which is great of them to do. Some do it quietly and not publicly. There's a lot of athletes and wealthy people who donate money and don't want the publicity for doing so, which is great. And yes, right. I mean, who's going to say no to Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson playing a match? Oh, and then you want to add Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? Okay. You could add Jeff. People would still watch it. It'd be unbelievable.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're right.
It would be some great TV, no doubt about it. So our talk here about Tiger and Phil, we'll obviously keep you posted on that. No leaderboard, but it's our check of the PGA Tour. It's brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes. Don't forget, coming up next segment, Taylor Gessel, our conversation. Kevin Sylvester caught up with him on what is the latest going on with Callaway. They've got some great new equipment, some new drivers, new irons, new putters, Kevin, that we tried out. And I know you're going to talk with Taylor about that coming up. So we're looking forward to having Callaway a part of our show this year, Kevin.
Yeah, we certainly are. And we talk a lot about the Chrome Soft golf ball, too. That is as part of our show. And I've been putting a lot in the basement studio on my custom turf green. You like that, Jeff, how I worked that in there. But no, let me tell you, what a lifesaver having that in the house is. That Steve Beatty and the team at Custom Turf, that Jeff, you're a part of now too, they're able to do. I every day I work on it, chipping, putting, but I've used a triple track alignment on the Chrome Soft golf balls. I love it. I fashion myself to be a decent putter. I absolutely love it. It helps me line it up more. The red line on the center, the blue lines on the outside. It's just fabulous. I can't wait to try the Odyssey triple track putter with the alignment on the back to line it up perfectly with it. But so far, the results, and you'll hear that conversation with Taylor about that triple track technology alignment on the golf ball.
Let's finish up this segment here before we get to that conversation Kevin had with Taylor Gessel of Callaway with our Ryder Cup report. It's brought to you by New Era Cap, the official cap of Team USA. A lot of Padraig Harrington this week on the show. He's been very active. If you don't follow him on Twitter, he's done a lot during this quarantine now for everybody in terms of showing you tips, his comments. So he's a good follow on Twitter already, but he's very active through this situation right now. So if you're looking for somebody to follow with some good golf stuff, you can follow Padraig Harrington. He says the Ryder Cup is more important than ever this year, saying that, you know, with everybody right now needing a pick-me-up, if it can be played in September at Whistling Straits, he says we've got to figure out a way to do it. He said even if there aren't tournaments this year to have people qualify, he said let's just have the captains pick all 12 and go 12 on 12 like it normally is. Jeff, what do you think about that? If golf is able to be played in late September, which, again, none of us are doctors. Who knows what we're going to be seeing in that at that time period, but if golf could be played, what do you think about that format where the captain takes all 12 picks on his own?
You know, I think it'd be a great way to solve that problem because the qualifying's a little askew. Maybe there's, you know, the top four or five guys are locked in or whatever it is and give the captain most of the picks. I think anything you can do at this point to get some golf on at the end of the year would be great. You know, just to wet people's whistle going into the next year too, you know, and for the fall. So everybody's going to be chomping at the bit. You're going to want to see some golf, even if it's not in the same format, in the same rigid way we've done it for the last 30 years. It'd be great to just have it and, you know, see the Americans and the Europeans go at it. And, just getting everybody back together again in a feel-good moment like that would be a great way to kind of wrap up the golf year if we could possibly get that in. I think it'd be great.
Kev, you got a thought on this before we go to break here? Ryder Cup with it maybe late September and the captain's picking all 12 guys?
Yeah, I think that I'd be fine with that. I think the captains would probably do the right thing too. The guys who are in the top eight qualifying, they'd probably be on the team. That'd be the right thing to do, in my opinion. And then you fill in the other four with with that. Maybe give them an extra pick, right? If you're going to do that, so they're make it 13 players, then somebody has to sit out more. Maybe you do that, expand the team. I know you're shaking your head.
No, I agree with you. I think 13, yeah. But have them all play.
Have them all play. Yeah.
Have 13 matches at the end instead of 12. Yeah.
I think. By the way, I hope to hell we're playing golf before that. I need to get back to work calling golf on PGA Tour Radio.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's hope late September is not the first golf event we see.
Oh, please.
I know. All right, let's take a break here on Tee to Green. So far, we've had a jam-packed show and more to come. We've got to talk about – we saw some people made hole-in-ones this week across the country with the raised cups. Do those really count as hole-in-ones? So we'll talk about that. We'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. One of the biggest misconceptions out there. We'll see if Jeff agrees with that as well. But coming up next here on Tee to Green, Kevin sits down and chats with Taylor Gessel from Callaway. All the great stuff in terms of their new equipment for this year, for the 2020 season. That conversation coming up here next on Tee to Green. As we roll on, I'm Brian Colton, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Derek Kramer producing. Thanks for joining us here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantara Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
We're back on Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Kevin Sylvester, and I'm joined now by the rep for Callaway Golf here in Western New York, Taylor Gessel, and Callaway Golf, our official equipment provider of Tee to Green, and Chrome Soft, our official golf ball of Tee to Green. So happy to have Taylor here to tell you more about things that I think I already know about Callaway's new line of clubs and the Chrome Soft golf ball. Taylor, good to have you here, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, first of all, how are you doing, and how's everybody at Callaway Golf doing in these interesting times?
Yeah, obviously it's out in Western New York here. We've had a few trying years, and I'm originally from Western New York myself, so I know a few years that we've had fantastic weather. I know a few years that we haven't had fantastic weather, and we got pretty lucky this year in terms of seeing some sunshine and having a real good hope for having an early season, and this obviously is a bit of a damper on that feeling. But it's one of those situations where when we look at where golf lies and the importance of this whole situation that's in front of us, it's one of those you have to do what you can to get by. And as a company, we're looking at every day that this situation develops and learning more about how we can be better for all the players, all of our customers, and really just doing our best to make sure that once we're ready for, everyone's ready to get back onto the course, that we're ready for you too.
Well, we're fortunate that New York State did, I guess, relent is the word, or saw the light, like, hey, you know what, we can golf during this.
Right.
Golf has always been about distance, just a different kind of distance now that we're talking about our distance.
a little bit of social distance. I hear you.
Distance from each other. Yeah.
Seeing what has come out, and I've talked to a lot of the guys out in the area here, I've seen everything coming out recently with how the state is allowing us to go out and still make swings and practice and be a part of the golf environment out here while still being able to obviously socially distance and be very careful with your interactions around. I mean, it is good. I think golf is going to be a great way for people once we can start getting back out into our normal lives again. Golf is going to be a great way to not only get out and be outside and get some exercise, but it's one of those sports that almost has a factor of inherent social distancing itself. And so being able to do it when the times are most dire right now will just make it that much better once we're able to get out there and do it with all of our friends again.
All right. Well, so some people might be taking this time to evaluate their golf bag and look through it. And one of the sexiest piece in the golf bag is the driver. And let's talk about the new Maverick line of drivers. And it's actually a whole line of golf clubs this year, but let's just focus in on the driver if we can today. Taylor, tell us about the Maverick driver and who's it for, the different models, and what guys should consider when investigating the Maverick.
Yeah, of course. And really, one of the prevailing thoughts that I think is going to be really important for anyone looking at any of their golf purchases when they can finally make them is the custom fitting aspect. A huge aspect of anybody's club purchases should be making sure that all of the intricacies that we can change, whether it's the shaft or the head, you know, in the Maverick line, we have three different models in the driver, making sure that we can understand which one is going to be the best for you is almost going to be more important this year because people are going to be in a different financial situation than they were, you know, than we all thought that we would be maybe 2 months ago. And so when I look to the Maverick line of clubs this year, we have three different model heads. One is going to be the standard model. We have a Maverick Max, and then we have a Maverick Sub-Zero. The standard model, and if your viewers and listeners go onto your YouTube page and watch the fitting that we did with yourself and Brian, we went over a little bit of the differences. So with our standard model, that's what we see as the fastest head. It's the one that's really going to be the best at gaining distance, which off of the tee is normally one of our biggest considerations when we get into the custom fitting aspect of drivers. And one of the main parts of that distance gain is going to be in the new Cyclone Arrow shape. So if you guys go on to CallawayGolf.com, you can see some pictures of it. It's a redesign of the back half of that club so that we can make it more aerodynamic. And one of the factors that is going to give us that distance is just an overall club speed gain. Obviously it's going to vary player to player, but when we see, you know, 1 mile an hour, 2 mile an hour, 3 mile an hour head speed changes for, you know, positive head speed changes, that's just pure distance. You know, if you can swing that club faster and you can keep that club head square, you're going to hit it farther. And so that really with the standard model is the biggest focus. When you then move to the Maverick Max is going to take a much different shape than the standard does. It's a deeper head to it. It has a little bit larger head to it as well. And that's going to give us something that is very, very stable on impact. One of the words that, you know, everybody uses is forgiveness. When you look at the forgiveness profile of that Maverick Max, that club is there so that maybe you're a player that doesn't necessarily hit the middle of the face. You're out towards the toe. You're in towards the heel. You find yourself slicing the ball quite a bit. That club is going to be a bit more proactive for you for still getting good ball speeds and distance. That's been a big focus of our company for a while, but being able to keep it in the fairway more so than maybe the any of the other models that we would have. So Maverick Max really takes great speed to it, but also a much larger focus on forgiveness. And then the Sub-Zero, which is a smaller faction of our playing public, really, but is a driver head that is focused on a few statistical categories, such as spin, of lowering spin so that the fastest, most consistent players that would be playing the Maverick line are really able to get that last little icing on the cake drop of the spin rate off of their clubs so that, or off of their driver, so that we can hit the ball even a little bit further. That club is, like I said, a smaller aspect of the line in terms of who's going to be playing it. But for the players that really do need that drop in their spin, it's a very productive club at doing that.
And the one thing everybody should take away from all that is, and what you started at the beginning, because of these options, it is crucial to be fit for this because of
the
investment that you're putting into your game. And I've always said this, for golfers, look, at you spend so much time and money when you're playing golf, you should invest in the right tools to play with or you're wasting your time. So in doing so, when you go to buy a driver, make the time and investment right by getting fit, and it'll improve your game immensely.
And it's a matter of when I remember when I started working in the golf industry, and I know there are guys, and one of our actually today is And it's not a Western New York connection, but it's a shout out to one of my guys out in Michigan, Bob Dykema, who just retired today after, I believe, 47 years as a salesman to Callaway for us. So proud of him. But he, you know, in my time in the golf industry so far in the past 15 years, custom fitting has changed so much to the point of, I remember my first interactions in club fitting being, oh wow, that, you know, that shot looks really good. You know, you want it? it was just so much different than it is now, where we have a technological basis that we can look at with our TrackMan or any type of range, systems that they have at any of your fitting studios, to be able to look at even the smallest aspects of your swing and matching them to attributes of our clubs to make them better for you. And that's, you know, that's something that's going to help everybody, whether you're the once a week golfer that, you know, is happy to just be out there, or whether you're someone who's really playing at a high level. Everyone has specific aspects of their swing that we can take into account to make your clubs better for you so that you can go out and play better golf.
All right, let's talk about the golf ball. I have spent the time inside my house. I've gotten out to play a couple times, by the way. But I've spent the time in my house. I haven't brought them on the course yet, but that's going to happen here next time I go out. The triple track, chrome soft triple track. I love them putting, lining it up. And I've got the little hash on putter I use in the center, and I just line it up against the red line in the middle, and I know I'm getting a solid strike with the putter. That not might be a concern, but talk about the triple track and the chrome soft and the other chrome soft options out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So triple track was something that we started last year. We brought it in on two of our different models, the ERC, which is one of our more one of our softer distance balls, and then the Chrome Soft X, which is a harder or a firmer, more high caliber player type golf ball that really fits it, kind of like that Sub-Zero in the driver, a smaller faction of the playing public, but really a ball that is very good for the players that it's good for. And you know, triple track started off of a scientific basis of the visualization and the extension of the line from the golf ball. Right now, we actually have it through our putters as well with our triple track putters, and then towards your sight line. And it's, you know, especially in guys that have the triple track golf balls, yourself on hand, you know, in the house, it's really, it's been cool to see the fittings that I've done with triple track golf balls and triple track putters to see the improvement in a player's alignment with their golf ball, alignment with their putter, and then obviously execution of that putt. Well, adding the ball, the triple track on the ball and the triple track on the putters. And so when it comes to the golf ball, I mean, triple track is now added into our standard chrome soft golf ball as well. And I think it's only going to become a more popular option for every style player, because it's, you know, aligning golf balls and aligning our putts, we like to think that we're really good at it. And then when it gets put to the test, we kind of see that maybe we're not. And it's been one thing that I've found pretty remarkable in the fittings that I've done, is the improvement that players see when they use that triple track. And so when we then look to the chrome soft ball itself, you know, with chrome soft and chrome soft X being new golf balls this year, it's a part of our line that is so important because of how far we've been able to take the technology within the golf ball and make it more productive for those players. You know, chrome soft is good for such a large part of our playing public that the technology inside of it has become so complex and so impressive. I was able to see it myself in September. The company took a trip out to Boston and we went and toured the Chicopee plant that all of our Chrome Soft X and ERC golf balls are made. If maybe the viewers might not know that. All of those golf balls are made in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And so we were able to tour the plant. And I remember the day leading up to it, talking to some of the other reps, because I had not been to the Chicopee plant before myself. And they had mentioned that seeing the golf ball making process in that plant at that point was still the most impressive thing that they have seen in their time in the industry. And I believed them. And when we walked into the plant, it's just a marvelous, you know, it's just so cool to see from the raw material all the way through to the printed, you know, printed package and completed golf balls, how much care and really how much improvement we've made over the even just past 5 years to what we have now with this Chrome Stock 20 and the, you know, our, we've been very fortunate to be able to put the investment into that golf plant to the tune of almost $50 million to find different ways to manufacture those golf balls at the highest possible quality, while still keeping it, you know, in Chicopee, Massachusetts. You know, I'd say it's something that we're really proud of. And so that type of investment into golf balls has really led to our success and players really enjoying that golf ball on the course. Once they get it in their hands, you know, we've been growing as a company in the golf ball sector, and it's something that we're, you know, very proud of. To that, once guys actually get it onto the course, they find the right golf ball for them, and then they continue playing it. It's something that has really helped helped a lot of players. Hey. One of the things you brought up when you bring up Triple Track, a stat that I found pretty interesting myself when I heard it for the first time was that into this year. Decorated golf balls. So I know a lot of your viewers are familiar with the Truviz golf ball that we have as well. That comes in a multitude of different colors and different styles. Decorated golf balls like we have with Triple Track and with Truviz now account actually for the majority of golf balls that we sell. It's that type of help when you get onto the course is not only visualizing the line of your putts and the line of, you know, off of that Triple Track, but also the Truviz, being able to see it up in the air and see it into the fairway, is so popular, and it really gives every player an option in our line that they can get the best of our technology while still being able to utilize all of the visual natures that we have on our ball now.
Well, I'm a big fan of the soccer ball ones too, because of the spin. I love watching the spin on chips and then watching it stop. I just think it's cool,
right?
and plus, my younger son loves. Hey, Dad, I'll play. I want to use a soccer ball, so gets him more interested in golf too. Taylor, a lot of great stuff from Callaway in the Maverick line of clubs. Set up a fitting. We're gonna be able to get back and get the fittings here soon, and with the Chrome Soft. Hey, email your pro, send him a text, tell him you want some. He'll have it out there the next time you go play. Get them from your local golf pros, your local golf shop. Taylor, thanks so much for your time today.
I appreciate you having me on, Kevin. Everybody stay safe out there, and I can't wait to see you guys on the course.
All right, that's Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf. We'll be back with more of Tee to Green coming up.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home club, Tantara Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Welcome back to Tee to Green, our final segment here on WGR. I want to thank Taylor Gessel from Callaway for joining Kevin last segment. Hope you got to learn a little bit about all their new equipment, including the Maverick driver and irons. Kev, I know we're both excited to be hitting that, and a good conversation there with Taylor about everything you need to know about what is new with Callaway here in the 2020 season. Of course, Brian Colesio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Minas, we're here broadcasting remotely all from our homes. We know it's not perfect studio quality sound, but I know that, you know, this is what we got to do right now. We're just glad that you're listening with us here on a Saturday morning on Tee to Green. Of course, under normal circumstances, we are always out every week at courses throughout Western New York. This week, we would have been at East Aurora Country Club, and I spoke this week with the PGA Pro there, David Jones, and he just wanted to pass along his words to everybody, saying that he wishes that everybody stays healthy and safe, and that he and all the members, including Superintendent Drew Thompson, just wanted to send their wishes out that they miss seeing us here at Tee to Green. They said to say hello to everyone, and he said that all is well over at East Aurora Country Club, and he hopes everything's back to normal as soon as possible. So we wish we were out and about, Kevin, at all these courses, and East Aurora is always one of our favorite places to go.
It's a great place to play golf, too, and they do a fantastic job all the way around there. David, Drew, and the members always welcoming there at East Aurora Country Club. I want to mention Scroy Financial and thank them for the support of the show. They're a local family-owned operated financial planning firm. And boy, if you weren't getting help with your finances, now's a great time with what's going on in the world with your investments and accounts. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve those goals since 1971. Give them a call, 674-6700, a complimentary consultation. They'll provide that for you. You can also head to their website, scroyfinancial.com. Scroy is spelled S-G-R-O-I, financial.com. And they were instrumental in the first tee program, the Scroy family, and keeping that going at Harvest Hill all those years. So kudos to them, and very involved in the golf community.
Absolutely. And one more message from one of our partners this week. I actually also spoke with Ryan Hasenauer, the director of communications for Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. They, along with Allstate, of course, sponsor our majors contest. And this was the week in front of the Masters. So we'd be promoting you big time to sign up for the contest. We know if there is going to be golf this year, Ryan says he still promises that we'll have great prizes to give away. We just hope that we'll have some golf tournaments coming up. He said, you know, BataviaBets.com, you can go and, you know, get your account going there. He said there is horse racing sporadically throughout the country. He goes from time to time. So if you're looking for something there, he said go to BataviaBets.com. And we hope there'll be some majors this year that we can definitely give you some great prizes courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming. Okay, let's finish here. We got about 5 minutes left here on our show this week. Let's go to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. And Jeff, I want to get, as I said, it's heavy Padraig Harrington this week. He did an interview not only talking about the Ryder Cup, but within that, people were asking him just ways to improve their own game. And he said, I could give you a whole bunch of things of advice, but he goes, I'll tell you the one thing that is the worst advice to take. And he said the worst advice that he hears people give to each other about their golf swing is that they should keep their head down and their head still. And I always think, I'm like, I've heard Jeff say this before too. So I don't need to ask you, do you agree? But do you agree with him that that is maybe the biggest misconception out there about the golf swing?
It is, and I don't want to have the wrong tone, but you never hear a good instructor or a PGA professional tell someone, keep your eye on the ball, keep your head down. First of all, it inhibits movement. We looked at the videos of a lot of the best players. I remember when I was young growing up looking at David Duval's swing, and even back then his head was swiveled towards the target at impact. All that does is it gets people to stop their rotation through the shot. I put it in a list of bad advice that other golfers, when they don't know what they're saying, give to each other. You know, keep your head down, keep your left arm straight, swing the club out towards the target, you know, swing easy. You know, I want people to create speed. A lot of those things are just bad advice that golfers have propagated. It's gone down through millennia. Like your dad told you that, so he tells his kid that, and it's always been wrong since the beginning. So that is terrible advice, and if someone's telling you that, you should probably just think of something else and move on. I don't want to ignore him. Just go and play golf, yeah, because that's almost always bad advice. Now, keeping your head still, heads are going to move. It's based on flexibility. You see a lot of really good players where their head doesn't move. Now they're also 24 years old and physical freaks, and they can turn around. Is it optimum if you have like a single pivot point most of the time? But there, you know, a little bit of head movement. Jack Nicklaus's head moved back in a way. A lot of players' heads moved a little bit, or they rotate. You know, there's a lot of different variables there. But keeping that head down, it's always going to be a bad thought on the golf swing.
Okay, good advice there from Jeff. And we know a lot of your youngsters might be involved in either drive, chip, and putt. You know, junior league, the junior tour, or other maybe non-juniors, just, you know, guys that are signed up for other things, or seniors or ladies or whoever. West New York PGA has all the news on rescheduling, postponements, cancellations on their website, WNYPGA.com. Okay, 2 minutes left here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Let's finish with a story I saw this week about a player making a hole-in-one, Kev, with the raised cup. We said one of the implementations that golf courses are doing right now to help people play in a safe fashion. One is to maybe raise the cup out of the ground. And I saw a story, someone this week, that said they saw the ball. Everybody from the tee agreed that it hit the raised cup. they came up and walked up to the green, and it was obviously a few feet from it, but they said from the tee, they all saw it hit the raised cup. So I'll get your both opinion. Kevin, we'll start with you. Are you able to brag and say, yes, that was a hole in one?
No, you're not.
No, look at old curmudgeon here. No,
well, listen.
No, he's right. No, he's right.
That ball's got to go to the bottom of the cup for it to be a hole in one, because it could have lipped out, rang around. Believe me, I've had all these things happen to me, Brian.
me too. I'm still looking for mine too.
I've had it pop out of the cup and not go in. So was that a hole in one? So no, I don't have a hole in one, and I've had it pop out. So absolutely not. No way is that a hole in one.
I couldn't agree more. It's like if you make a hole in one to a temporary pin. It's like, come on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're not really playing the golf course. And yeah, if you want to count it, go ahead and count it. But in my book, that's not an ace. And you're probably lucky, because you try to buy beers for that in the bar afterwards, and you get a lot of sideways looks, because I don't think that's all.
Especially now, since you really can't go into a bar and buy
right.
beers.
Right. Yeah, so you're all set. That's what I think. So you can say it's a hole in one.
That's right. You're right. You saved your money, no doubt. Kev, yeah, I know. I mean, I've hit the pin, and then it drops just next to it. It's lipped around. It's going to go for us at some point, Kev. I know it will.
Yeah.
I don't have one either. So I take heart. Freddie Couples got his first one at like the age of 42 or 44, and I think he's had 11 or 12 since then. So
and Couples, I think it's Sawgrass, not only had he made a hole-in-one, but didn't he at 1.2 after he put one in the water, then hit his next one and jarred it too? Like, obviously it didn't count as a one. It counted as a three, but yeah, he's had some good moments at Sawgrass, no doubt.
I made a three that way myself. That's my only claim to fame. Yeah, I chunked one in the water at Park Club, and I hold the next one for a three. Yeah.
Awesome.
But it's not a hole-in-one.
No, right. That's the worst. That's the worst thing that can happen in golf.
I could have made four. Yeah, I made three.
Well, so, yeah.
How'd you make three? That's a long story. Yeah.
That's right. All right, Kev, final word this week. Let's leave us off here with something positive, some positive vibes here.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to leave everybody, hey, we're going to get through this, okay? And we're going to hopefully be better as a nation about this, and better to each other, and better on the golf course to each other. Follow the rules. Follow these distancing rules. If you're gonna go play golf, follow the rules. Stay distant. Do it right. Don't ruin it for others. It's a nice stress relief and a way for us to get out.
Well said. We'll leave it at that. Kevin and Jeff, have a great weekend, and I'm glad we're still able to do the show every Saturday. So we'll do it again next week.
Sounds great, man.
All right. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer, thank you as always for producing. Derek, a big help for why we are also be able to be on the air here every Saturday on WGR. It's Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, Jim Beam, and our home clubs, Tantera, Briarwood, and Lancaster. We'll talk to you next week right here on Tee to Green.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.